Mrs. Italiano used to grow her own vegetables?
They used to grow their own vegetables, yes. And what I remember is, you know, I remember they had the table and boxes to sit on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're very poor.
Well, when people came here, you know, they had nothing. It wasn't like when the Vietnamese came and we had furniture in their houses and everything. In them days, you just arrived and that was it. Especially if you were not English migrants. I felt the English migrants got treated much better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so she must have led a very isolated life.
The poor lady, you know, she reminded me of my mother. We went to Bangendore when we first came here, and it was so hard for my mom, not a word of English.
Oh, yeah.
It is very hard.
Whereas you learned English before you got to Australia?
We learned English at school before we came.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But you... You learned first Maltese and then English. English was
no. We learned. I mean, of course, Maltese. I was born in Malta, so Maltese was my language. But English was. We learned English from the first go. If you know what I mean,
from the first day.
Right. Yeah. But how you say?
You were bilingual. You were bilingual. You had two languages.
Well, and my father talked fluent Italian and fluent French because he had spent 10 years in Alexandria. So French and Italian sometimes was talked.
Oh, yeah.
If my father and his father had an argument, it was all in French.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Yes.
Hmm. And, how did you normally get food? Would you go to Kingston or where?
We went for urgent things. We went to Tuckerman's,
mm-hmm.
But for you know, and then we did a big shopping at Young's in Kingston.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and just doing the laundry. It would have been a long time before you got a electric washing machine, would it?
Oh, yes. I didn't get a washing machine till I had my third child.
Oh, yeah. I see. So that was the hard yakka, using the copper?
It was hard. No. By then, of course, we were out of that situation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, when I got my washing machine, like... We lived in Deben Place then.
Oh, yeah.
And there I had an electric copper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And family entertainment at home, that was?
Family entertainment at home was...
Radio?
The radio. Oh, yeah. The radio or we have visitors. We have, we ask each other for dinner and things like
mm-hmm.
that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And did you used to play cards and things like that?
Yes, we played cards. I used to love playing cards. By that time, you know, we had three children and we had two boarders.
Oh, yeah.
And so our entertainment was playing cards with matches.
What about the weekend? What did you get up to on the weekend?
In the weekends, we had church. We got very involved with the church, with Saint Benedict, and going to church and again playing cards, or like, but it was a lot of entertainment. Like, for instance, we had Italians and there was Yugoslavs. And on a Friday night, I'll cook Maltese. The next Friday night, the Italian will cook the Italian and the Mshirovics will cook their own. And our kids played, we were like in Deben Place, which was 14th Street. It was just a family orientated with the kids playing. And that's how it was, and we were very content to do that. Yeah.
And how did you get around? Did you walk and get a bus or bike or?
I got on the bus with the children,
mm-hmm.
and by then we had a car.
Oh yeah.
After one year.
No, it was a Ute. Oh no, yeah.
Yeah, we had the motor's car after a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for your time. Did you want to add anything else?
It's funny, all of a sudden my brain has stopped.
Oh yeah, okay. Anyway, thank you very much for your time.